The market doesn't joke around, so why would you? Get serious. Choose Tastytrade. Tastytrade gives you the tools you need to make smarter moves. Dig into data with advanced charting, track profit accurately with order chain trackers, see risk clearly with curve analysis, and trade with low-capped commissions, stocks, options, futures, and more. All on one platform. No wonder serious traders choose Tastytrade. Join the club, genius. Tasty Trading is a registered broker-dealer and member of FINRA and SIPC.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Keynote by CNBC Events. I'm Tyler Matheson. On this podcast, we bring you in-depth, candid conversations with executives, experts, and thought leaders. On this episode, a conversation about artificial intelligence and equality with NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson. He spoke with my colleague Bertha Coombs at CNBC's Work Summit on December 6, 2023, about the opportunities and challenges presented by AI regarding fostering equality. Here's their conversation.
You've been to Washington to talk about these issues, both at the White House and with Senator Schumer's commission. What are you telling regulators and lawmakers about what they need to do when it comes to the issue of equity and AI?
First of all, AI is an amazing technology. It will propel our economy in directions that many of us are just beginning to get our arms around. We need to ensure that the use of AI is something that, where we can root out discrimination, root out issues of harm to our society, and to ensure that it's used in a much more positive, focused way. We need guardrails. We need regulations to ensure that this new technology that's self-taught over time is something that's value-add to our society and not something that can further divide or cause harm to communities.
You know, that's one of the things that everybody is concerned about in terms of it being self-taught and being taught by information that's already out there, because we know some of that information does have bias in it. You know, Secretary Lisa Su said, you know, we want to make choices that benefit workers and improve job quality, bring more people into the workforce, and eliminate some of the discriminatory access of hiring and retention. And she says, and make sure that AI doesn't skirt some existing protections that we already have with regard to that. Is that a concern to you as well?
Absolutely. So we take this to the extreme. What will society look like to have a laborless workforce? That's the future potential of AI. But before we get there, we need to ensure that the technology, as it continues to improve the quality of life and make things much more efficient, also recognize that efficiency may come at a cost of displacement. And so let's look at how do we use the technology to repurpose a workforce for the future and not allow the technology to drive inequality. You know, technology has been a great wealth creation, a great wealth creator. What does it mean in this new iteration of artificial intelligence that's self-taught, and how would that impact equities across communities, not only racial communities, but all communities? We need to make sure guardrails are in place so we can measure the growth of this technology as we learn the impact that it would have.
I asked ChatGPT, what are the potential career paths for a young Black woman? And it came back and said STEM, basically, you know, technology, healthcare, business and finance, and said it's crucial for a young Black woman to explore her interests, pursue education and training in her chosen field, seek mentorship and networking opportunities, and to look at these various industries. It's essential for creating more opportunities for underrepresented people. So it came back with the answer that we would like. So are you hopeful that in some ways it might actually help break down barriers?
Well, my biggest concern here is, are we prepared to train a workforce for the future? Looking at public education, look at private education. Are they actually training young people for the future workforce? We are operating under an educational model that was designed in the early 1900s. That design was around manufacturing. We are two or three iterations of workforce needs beyond that now. And so what are we doing to prepare our young people? You know, I think about growing up and being in elementary school and middle school and even high school, and the source of information will be the encyclopedia. Hmm. When was the last time any of us used an encyclopedia? That's what we're really confronted with now. What is the workforce needs of the future? Are we training young people to meet those needs? And will we have the necessary guardrails in place to protect from the potential harms of this new technology?
The guardrails, though, are the people reacting to what's happening. What kind of conversations are you having with the people involved with building this technology? I mean, in some ways, it's really a very tight circle of very, very powerful tech titans.
Well, we've had conversations with certain tech companies. I don't want to name who. And one of the things I talk about is, how do we protect our democracy? Should AI be used in electioneering? What happens when they capture your voice without your permission and they generate a message from you using your image and your voice of persuading voters to respond a particular way? That could undermine and upend our democracy as we know it. And because the technology is self-taught, what data would they be pulling from to do that? But those are some of the things that we're having with the tech industries about, that there are certain guardrails that need to be in place to ensure that the will of our citizenry is something that is heard through public policy and not the will of artificial intelligence that's been launched by individuals innocently or individuals seeking to do harm to our structural government.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When we saw that tension at OpenAI, and we still don't really know exactly what the issue was that nonprofit board forced them or propelled them to fire the CEO, and then he came back. What are they telling you about what they're doing and how they're responding and what kind of preventive things they're doing?
Well, the lack of transparency around this technology as it is evolving is some of the concerns we have. You have individuals and corporations seeking to profit from this, but this goes beyond a corporate interest. This should be seen as a interest of national and domestic security and opportunity. So not to fearmonger the new technology, it is something that we need to be very cautious about, understand it, develop the necessary guardrails as we deploy it to create a better society. But if it's done behind closed doors, if it's done as business is normally, as business normally evolved, we don't know what the outcomes could be. So I think it's important for this government, in fact, for all governments, to require a different level of transparency as this technology continues to evolve.
Is the NAACP working on issues with AI yourself? And are you working with others to see how you can harness it for the goals of improving equity?
I think NAACP, like many companies, we are looking at, okay, what are the benefits of AI at the exact same time sounding the alarm of the potential positive outcomes of AI, but also the harms that it could create.
What are some of the positive ones, you think?
Positive ones, it will make life more efficient. It would provide opportunities for us to mine data in a way in which we can do it at the speed of light to inform quality decisions. It could actually solve some of humans' most complex problems in ways in which we cannot imagine. At the exact same time, it could accelerate some new problems that we cannot foresee.
So you talked about one of the things in terms of preparing the workforce, preparing young people for this environment. I mean, I'd imagine with some of the fun aspects of it, they're probably more well-versed than we are. But what are some of the things you think that educators and public educators need to think about to make sure that this next generation is prepared to deal with this technology?
You know, you think about how young people learn. You know, individual learning is something that many of us really desire to have, an education system that fit our individual needs to help us accelerate areas in which we were soft and help us strengthen other areas. AI technology can be a strong additive to training our young people and also help us understand what is the workforce of the future. I think that's really important. When you consider the lack of teachers across this country, we are approaching a crisis point in terms of educators. AI could be a solution to step in to train young people. But how do we predict the workforce of the future when you have a technology that can start at the beginning of the day learning chess for the first time, and both man and machine can beat the technology, and by the end of the day, because it is a self-learning technology, it is undefeated. You cannot beat it in chess. That's a level of critical analysis and thinking and data gathering that we need to understand before we release it. If we don't have anything to harness this type of technology, it can gather information at the speed of light. It can deploy that information in ways in which that we cannot imagine, not only today, but into the future. So as we walk in the direction that this is inevitable and there are some positive things, we also need to recognize that once it is completely unleashed, what does that mean? Will we go towards a laborless workforce? And if that's the case, what will people do? And what are the levels of social safety nets that need to be in place so we don't create chaos because people are lacking the basic necessities?
Do you feel like we are in time to make sure that doesn't happen, or do you feel like we're behind?
This technology is fast learning, so I would say we're behind. What would take us 20 years to consider may only take 2 days, and in 2 days from now, it may only take 2 hours, and in 2 hours from then, it may only take 2 minutes. We have to put some harnessing around the release of this technology and put some stopgap safety measures in place as we also understand the value of the technology to create a more equitable life and standard of living for all citizens.
I wonder about that equity piece. You know, as we close out here, one of the things I think about is that those of us who are more educated, those of us who have access to technology more readily, are looking at this problem and understand what this could portend. But there is a whole group of people, they're just too darn busy, and they don't know about this. And it seems like they could get blindsided by it.
Well, that's one of the fears. So you think about blue-collar job. We're talking about driverless cars now. That would take a whole workforce of drivers, bus drivers, truck drivers, other individuals out of the economy. Well, in law school, you're talking about the AI technology is already writing legal memos, and the law students only go and check to verify whether or not the sites that are using legal memos are correct. Within no time, those legal memos would be so perfect that you don't need an individual to write legal memos. Well, if you accelerate that, this goes into the policy space. And now you said, okay, who's making our policy decisions? Is it machine learning technology, or is it individuals who are living through a reality? That's scary here. You're talking about machine learning that's writing scripts for television and movies, as opposed to individuals writing scripts based on human experience. You're talking about a machine that can do both blue-collar work and white-collar work. And at some point, there's a tipping point where the question of do we need human beings to do any of the labor work was going to be on the table. That's fast approaching. So as some people will be blindsided, those of us who are paying attention, we also see what could inevitably happen over a course of time.
That was NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson. He joined us at CNBC's Work Summit on December 6, 2023. The Keynote is produced by the CNBC Events team. And if you enjoyed this conversation, please share with your friends. You can visit cnbcevents.com to learn about upcoming events and how you can join us. We'd love to have you there. I'm Tyler Matheson. Thanks for listening.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.